但以理书里面
In the book of Daniel,
很多地方都谈到神
it talked about, many places talked about God.
神在人的国中在人间掌权在国中掌权
you talk about the authority of God in the world and on earth.
所以你把但以理书里面有关这方面的稍微看一下
So please look through the examples where God holds authority in the world.
但以理书里面谈到好几个祷告
And the book of Daniel also talked about many prayers.
最少有四个比较重要的祷告。
There are at least four important prayers in the book of Daniel.
因为为着要解释那个，要了解那个王做的梦，所以但以理跟他的三个朋友祷告。
To interpret the king's dreams, Daniel and his three friends prayed.
但以理因为一日三次的祷告，虽然有人建议王说一个禁令，禁止祷告。但是他还是照常祷告就到狮子坑里面去
although there was an edict to forbid prayer but Daniel still prayed three times a day he was still in the lion's den
另外还有两个就是第九章跟第十章
and then there are two more prayers in chapter 9 and chapter 10
所以你们把这些有关祷告的事情看一下
so look over these examples of prayer
那以理书里面有很多的意象
and there are also many visions in the book of Daniel
有几个意象它的主要内容看一下
and please look over some of the contents of the visions
这个意象里面有三个是大意象 and 主要的大意象
among the visions there are three major visions more important
第二章里面那个金像
the great image in chapter 2
那个大象的意象那个尼布甲尼撒王所看到的那个
The dream of a King Nebuchadnezzar of the great image.
这个金像里面的意思是什么
？And know the meaning of the great image.
再来第七章跟第八章这两个意象当中都有谈到那个小角。
And also in chapter 7, chapter 8, in these two visions, it talked about the little horn.
到底这个小角什么意义
？And what is the meaning of this little horn?
有什么意表
？And what does it prefigure？
另外第九章的一个意象
，and also a vision chapter 9，
七十个七
，the 77s，
七十个七的意象
，the vision of the 77s。
有没有问题
？Are there any questions？
很简单题目都给你们了。
It's very simple. I've already given you
就是考这些了。
And these are all the questions on the test。
有没有问题
？Are there any questions？
有问题要赶快讲。
If you have any questions, speak up now.
好。七十个七。
The explanation of the 77s.
看讲义哈。
If you turn to your textbook.
七十页。
Page 70 of your English textbook.
中文不晓得在第几页。
I don't know what page is it for Chinese.
是不是七十？中文大概也是七十页，有没有一个表
？Is there a timeline？
这个表给你做参考，这是一个外教会的牧师弄的。
And this timeline is created by a minister of another church.
不过我看了以后，我觉得不是很正确
After I
saw 大概是这样，但是不是很正确。
After I saw this table, I feel that's not very correct. It's roughly the idea is roughly the same.
比如说呢，以斯拉记六四百零五年的主前四百零五年圣殿完成。其实圣殿完成不是四百零五年。
For example, the completion of the Holy Temple by Ezra is not on 405 BC.
他们606年第一次被
They were first captured when at 606 BC.
第二次是597，第三次是586。
And the second time was at 597 BC and then at 586 BC.
606,
they were captured in 606 BC, so they returned at 536 BC. And they came back to Zerubbabel came back to rebuild the Holy Temple. And after they set up the foundation, their persecution came, and so they stopped the work. And the work was stopped for 16 years.
所以一直到520年齁,西元前520年左右才复工,经过四年完成。And they started
the work at 520 BC again and completed in four years.
这是圣殿齁,因为他们停工了十几年啊,他开始里面不是说他们都去里面去,盖住几个房子盖得很漂亮,然后整个殿光很大。And
the Bible says that in the time that they stopped the construction, they went back to build their own house and left the temple of God desolate.
后来哈该先出边厂家的演说就勉励他们说,我们要
And later on, Prophet Haggai and Zechariah encouraged him to build the temple so that his glory may be greater than the former temple. And Zechariah says that it's not by the will of man or the power of man, but by the will of God that we can complete the work. And it says that the great mountains, who are you? Before God, you will be flattened. And so the people were motivated and encouraged, so they started the work again and completed the temple in 4 years. But although the glory of the temple wasn't as great as the temple of Solomon's time, but the foundation is in the same place. It says that the glory of the new temple will be greater than the old temple. It refers to the church of the latter days will be greater than that of the apostolic church.
其实个七是从花莲建造圣城。
And the 77 starts when the word was put out to rebuild, when they first started to plan to rebuild the temple.
是在454年开始。
It's in 454 BC.
这是在尼希米记第二章第七节。
Actually, rebuilding of the holy city, and this is during the time of Artaxerxes. And it's in the 20 year of the king. We first talked about the holy temple, now it's we're talking about the holy city.
七个七，大概四十九年，大概四百年啊。And
after seven sevens, it's about 49 years, so we come to 405 BC.
他说又另外有62个七。And
he says after the first seven, there will be 62 more sevens.
434。And
this will calculate to 434 years.
所以这是到 AD 69。
And so this will continue till AD 29.
他说这个经过了这个七个七和六十二个七以后啊，这个受膏主会被剪除。And
it says that after the first seven sevens and the 62 sevens, the anointed one will be cut off.
所以主耶稣被钉啊，被钉十字架是在西元的。应该讲起来是，我们现在说是他活33岁，其实哈，应该往前推四年嘛，往前推四年。主耶稣出生应该是西元前四年。
And Jesus was born at 4 BC, so when he was crucified on the cross, he was 33, so it's about 29 AD. So Jesus should have been crucified around 29 AD. And also it says that a king will attack the people of Jerusalem, and this is in 70 AD.
69个七以后，受膏主被剪除，但是他又不再讲到这个有一个王会来攻耶路撒冷，因为他们拒绝了耶稣，所以圣城被毁掉。
And after 69-7s, the anointing will be cut off, and afterwards the king will attack Jerusalem because they have refused the salvation of Christ. And the people will scatter all around the nation, all around the world, and some will kill. And it says that they shall be desolate till the end.
整个巴勒斯坦地啊，就是以色列地啊，因为他们亡国了，后来就有阿拉伯人呐住进来了，哦，所以现在才有以阿问题啊。And
because the Israelites, their nation was destroyed, so Palestine came in.
将近2000年的历史。And
now we have the peace problem in the Middle East, and of course the history is very long.
所以这69和7现在已经应验了。So
the 69-7s has already been fulfilled.
现在就是17.
Now we're talking about the last seven.
在九章二十七节，in chapter 9 verse 27，九章二十七节说，一期之内，他必与多许多人坚定盟约。And
it says that within this verse, within the seven, he will make covenant with many people.
现在就是这个他，有的是主敌基督，有的是主弥赛亚，这有两个解释。And
this he has two interpretations. One refers to this he as the Antichrist, and one refers to the he as the Messiah. If you read the text reference book from other churches, they will refer to this he as the Antichrist. But I do not agree with this interpretation. And I have mentioned Friday that this refers to the Messiah, which is God, the Lord. And the seven is divided into the first part of the seven and the latter part of the seven.
一期之内，他要跟多人坚定盟约啊，就说神的救恩要开始，末世的救恩开始，神要重新跟世人啊坚定盟约。
Within the first seven, within the first part of seven, he will make covenant with many people, and that is that he will set up his church and make a covenant with many people. And this is the salvation of the last days. And simply speaking, this started in 1917, when the Church of God was founded. And because the salvation will be preached all over the world, and when Jesus will come again. And he said that there will be great tribulation in the future. If you read Matthew chapter 24, the gospel of the last day will begin, and then there will be great tribulation. Of course, all the natural disaster will be the beginning of the tribulation. In the future, there will be a great tribulation like no other before it. And this is the last part of the seven. And this is the time of tribulation. And says when this tribulation ends, then all the earth will pass away. And Jesus will bring his host of angels and descend. And he will commence the judgment. And the chosen one will be called. And the chosen one will resurrect and transfigure, and that will be the end of the world. So our interpretation will be that it will be the grace of God in the first half, and then that last half will be the great tribulation. If you look on page 117 of your textbook, and this is their interpretation of the other churches, and it's very complicated. Because they separated all the prophecies concerning the end times, like, for example, the millennium. And so they separated everything, so they came up with this complicated diagram.
第四个,
from a point four.
耶稣被定,
4 and 4 all the same. Point 5 says the Lord's second coming. And point 6 is the resurrection of the righteous one. And point 8 says the church is taken up. And those who are resurrected and those who are chosen will be taken up to the air and meet the Lord. And after the Lord appears to the saints, the great tribulation comes, and after that, the thousand-year reign. And during the time of tribulation, point 12 says the resurrection of the righteous one will rise up. And point 14 says Satan's released. And 15, the final resurrection. And then the judgment will come. And then we'll enter into everlasting life. And this diagram is too complicated. And the Bible explains it very simply. It's not as complicated. And that is the beginning of grace. And salvation. And this is when Satan is bound. And it's not literally that Satan will be bound, but that his power will be decreased. So we could cast out demons in the name of Jesus, is our authority. Because this is a time of grace and salvation. And this time is also refers to the time of the millennium. Because this is the time where the saints will reign with the Lord. And this also refers to 3.5 years that the woman in Revelation, after she gave birth, the dragon wants to eat her children, so they brought her out to the wilderness. And this is also a time where the two witnesses preached for 3.5 years. And this is a time of salvation and grace. And sometimes we refer to the millennium and also the time of Satan's bound. This refers to this period of salvation and grace. And after this millennium is over, then Satan will be released. And he will raise up great wars. And he will deceive Gog and Magog. And this the last battle will be the battle in Revelation 20:12 and also Ezekiel 38:39. And it's also the beast with seven head and 10 horns in Revelation 12. And so this is the great tribulation that will rise up after this this time of salvation. And it says that the Antichrist will surround the camp of the saints and also the beloved city. It refers to the church, and so the church will progress in this period of time. But at the time of tribulation, the sacrifice will cease. Because at the time of tribulation, how can we preach? And some saints will die in this tribulation, but others will become, will be resurrected and be transfigured. And so it says that the 144,000 in Revelation, where they come from, they come from the trial of fire. And wherever Christ goes, they will follow, and in their mouth there will be no deceit. And so this is the New Jerusalem that's full of glory. And it also refers to the bride that has adorned herself waiting for the bridegroom to come. So on one hand it's a time of tribulation, but on the other hand it's also the completion of the church and the second coming of Christ. So it's not very complicated, it's just the first part of the seven, the second part of the seven. So we shouldn't be confused by the common interpretations of the other churches. Are there any more questions? And the first question is that...
他405他们圣殿建成，其实圣殿建成不是这个事情。And
she's asking whether there's anything significant at 405 BC, and the it says completion of the temple, but it wasn't completed at 405 BC.
因为我要再查一下历史，查一下资料。现在这边都没有资料可以查。
And the question is, the first part says that Satan is bound. The second part says that he is released, and the question is whether at that time will we still be able to cast out Satan? And the answer is that at that time Satan will persecute the saints.
但是那个时候有的在逼迫当中啊，他受不了，他有的就离道而已。Of
course, God will protect us, but some people will not be able to bear the tribulation. They will, fall.
灾难体是对圣徒的一个考验。So
the time of tribulation is a test for the saints.
啊，你如果专心依靠神的话，当然神会保佑你。If
you can focus and concentrate on
God, 但是你会遭遇到一些患难。And
He will protect you, but you will still encounter some tribulation.
啊，因为很多人会被杀。
Because many people will be killed.
所以启示录里面不是说那个被杀者的那个圣徒的灵魂在那里在哀求说神啊，你不为我们伸冤要到什么时候呢？
And so in Revelation it says that the saints who were killed, their souls cried out to the Lord and asked the Lord when He will avenge for them.
啊，那结果主耶稣就会对待他们说：“你们稍微安静啊。” 啊，等到同样做被圣徒的被杀满来数目，啊，然后呢，我就要为你们伸冤啦，就是在那个，这就是逼迫了。And
Jesus answered, "You shall wait patiently when the number is filled, and I will avenge your blood."
启示录的第六章里面，You
turn to Revelation chapter 6.
启示录六章第九节
，Revelation chapter 6 verse
9. 六章第九节
，chapter 6 verse 9.
六章九节，好。Revelation 6 verse 9。说我看见在祭坛底下有位神的道，并未坐见证被杀者的灵魂，大声喊着说：“圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们伸流血的鞭，要到几时呢？”十一节。
Verse 11。
所以于是有白衣赐给他们个人，又有话对他们说：“还要安息宴席，读着等着一同做仆人的。” 和他们的弟兄也向他们被杀，满足了数目。哦，这个 这是逼迫的时期。
And this is the time of tribulation.
哦，有一些已经被杀了啊，但是啊，说要等到一段时间呢，神才会为他们伸冤。
And some of them were killed, and God asked them to rest until the number is fulfilled.
当然这个一期前半后半这个分不是说刚好今天是一期的上半，他明天就一期的后半，不是刚好这样分。
And the divide is not a very clear. One day will be the first part of seven, the second day will be the second part, but this will be a gradual process. But on the whole, right now we're in the time of salvation and grace. And later on, the preaching of the gospel will be slowed and obstructed, and that will be the time of the great tribulation, and many will be killed.
像那个犹太人哈。他们最后的三分之一啊会得救哈、
哦
啊，这个在撒迦利亚书里面有。
The last one third of the Israelites will be saved, and this is according to Zechariah.
说撒迦利亚书的12:13这里啊
，Zechariah chapter 12 and chapter 13
说最后神会为他们开一个罪的全源啊
，It's that the Lord will open a fountain of salvation for them.
啊，他们有三分之二会被剪除。
And the two-thirds of them will be cut off.
三分之一啊，存留。
And the one-third will remain.
啊，这个跟那个最后的战争都有关系。
And this all has something to do with the last battle.
啊，那我们就这个复习的到这里。啊
，And this will be the end of the review. Are there any more questions?
方便吗？
三年半是什么意思？
三年半。啊，三年半哈。
And three and a half years is not exactly three and a half years.
就是说最后一个期最后一个阶段，那是就分上半后半之。
And this last seven is just divided into the first part and the second part.
最后这个三年半圣经里面你看有几个名词，有一载、两载、三载、一载、两载、半载。
And the Bible refers. The Bible refers to the 3.5 years as 1 times, 2 times, and half times, which is 3.5 years. And some refers to this as 42 months. And some refers to this as 1,260 days. Because they calculate the year with 360 days per year. And some refers to that the city will be tested for 42 months, and some say that it will be preached for 1,260 days, and another refers that it will be kept alive for 1, 2, and 3, and half the time. And this all refers to this first part of salvation.
Okay.
We don't know, really know the time, the exact time. You don't know the exact time when this will happen. And we don't know if this war will last till 2,000 how many years. I feel the most important thing is that you must build up your faith in this period of time.
见到这个灾难主的时候，你能够处所你的信。
So that when you enter this time of tribulation, you can hold fast to your faith.
这个很重要，信仰的建立很重要。
And it's very important to build up our faith during this time.
Oh, 跟那个, 尼布甲尼撒王七旗那个,
in reference to the seven times of Nebuchadnezzar.
尼布甲尼撒王那个七旗哦, 圣经没有讲说到底是多少时间啊, 也没有讲,
in the Bible didn't mention the exact time of this seven times, how many times, how long this time was.
不过从这个甘撒老里面的资料, 你可以看到说, 他发狂啊,被赶出王宫的时间啊, 大概是四年多。
And from the reference in this textbook, the time of his insanity was about 4 years.
啊,那他为什么叫做七旗? 七啊,一般在犹太人有几个, 他们喜欢用的数目,
And why is this called seven times? Because there are some numbers that the Israelites like to use.
他们认为这个三是天的数目。
And they feel that the three refers to heaven.
四是地的数目。
And four refers to it's a number of the earth.
三层天。
And it says the three,
地的数嘛。
Three stage of heaven, the four corners of the earth.
所以三加四,七是一个完全数。
So 3 plus 4 is 7, this is a complete number.
十也是一个完全数。
And 10 is also a complete number.
三四十二,他们也是很喜欢的数目。
And 12 is also one of their favorite numbers.
四十就是一个受苦的日子。
And 40 is the number where they suffer.
禁食40天。
The 40 days where they
流浪40年。
40 years in the wilderness and 40 days of fasting.
所以七跟十二,七跟十二,这都是讲好的,他们
And so 7 and 10 is what they refer to as a perfect or complete number. And so when the Bible refers to the number 7 or 10, it sometimes represents the whole, not literally 7 or 10 things. So the book of Revelation refers to the seven head of the beast and the 10 horns, and this refers to that as it's a great number, a whole number. It's not exactly 7 things or 10 things.
像那个兽,然后长出四个脚,从这个罗马帝国出来,十几个国家。
And for example, the beast that grew out 10 horns, but from the Roman Empire, they came out more than 10 some nations.
按说那个像那个十三章,启示录十三章里面,七头四脚都兽,那个十个脚说是十个王,那也不是光十个 联盟的国家,它可能有15个左右吧,
And the beast in Revelation is not the beast with 7 heads and 10 horns. It doesn't refer to only 10 nations, but there's actually about 15 nations that were in this alliance. If we can read chapter 10.
启示录,诶,大念理师,
Book of Daniel, chapter 10.
启示录比较深哦,我不敢讲。
And Revelation is a little more complicated. I don't have the...
不过这个大理女士啊,还是有一些是很清楚的哦。
But there are still some vagueness in the Book of Daniel that we can study further.
在大理女士的第十章,十一,十二章,这是大理所看到的第十个意象,最后一个意象。
And from chapter 10, 11, and 12, this concerns the last vision that Daniel saw.
因为但以理他要了解他本来所看的意象的那个内容，他要了解要明白。Because
Daniel wanted to understand the content of his original vision.
因为他那个时候才是在波斯国的初期呀。
Because
他对未来波斯国的发展啊。 希腊国的兴起，罗马帝国的兴起，我们现在看很清楚。那在那个时候，他未来的事情，他根本都还不知道。
Because it's during only during the beginning of the reign of Persia, so it's very hard for us to understand the reign of Greece and also the reign of the Roman Empire.
当然，神已经把未来要发生的事情就指给他看了。
But God has already shown him the things that will happen in the future.
他看了以后啊，为着要明白说这个事情，这个意象到底什么意思。
And after he saw this vision, because he wanted to understand the content of the vision,
所以他就禁食祷告啊，求明白。
And so he fasted and prayed and asked for understanding.
啊，所以在第十章里面就他禁食三个七日啊，哦。
And in chapter 10,
三个星期，二十一天呢。
It says that he fasted for 3 weeks, it was 21 days.
啊，然后在正月二十四号，他就在西底街河啊，底格里斯河边呐、啊，看到了一个异象。
And so, on the 24th day of the first month, he saw a vision by the bank of the Tigris River.
那这个第四节到第九、第八节啊。
From verse 4 to verse 8.
这是他所看的异象的内容啊，哈。他看到有一个好像有一个人穿着细麻衣。竖着乌华的金金带
and it says he saw a man that clothing linen has a build of ephod
身体如水苍翼面貌如闪电眼目如火把、哦、
and
这是主的形象
and verse 6 kind of represents the image of the Lord
所以他在祷告当中、啊、看到这个荣耀的主、啊、
so in the middle of his prayer he saw the glorious image of the Lord
他说当时别人都看不到但是听到大声音、啊、都跑掉了就剩下他一个人
He says that no one else saw this vision but they heard a great, great sound so they all fled
圣经里面说、哦、我们将来、哦、要见到主的真相
And the Bible says that in the future we will see the true glory of the Lord
要看到他的真体
And we'll see his true his body
在荣耀当中、啊、要永远跟主同在
And we'll live with the Lord in glory
当但你看到这个异象的时候说全身无力面貌失色毫无气力一个人在神那个荣耀威严的之前人是很卑微的无用的
And it says that when Daniel saw this his strength left him and he grew pale because we're very trivial and small before the Lord
所以我们从圣经里面看有很多人看到神以后因为人不圣洁不完全啊有时候没有办法在神的面前啊站立
So we can see in the Bible in many instances people saw the glory of the Lord but because they weren't holy so they couldn't stand before the Lord
所以我们更应当啊更加的谦卑自己啊更加的敬畏神
And so we must further humble ourselves and fear the Lord
后来有一只手啊就是有一个天使来按他
And later on there was a hand which is an angel that came and touched him
按他的膝盖说所长啊就支撑着啊就站起来
and his hand supported him so that he could stand
天使告诉他说你是大蒙眷爱的我奉差遣来要把这个异象来告诉你
and he says to Daniel that he is greatly beloved and he has been sent to tell him the vision
这个天使啊天使是服役的灵啊一方面在服侍神一方面就是帮助圣徒
And the angels are a spirit of servitude, and they serve God and also help the saints.
这个天使啊，三次啊，帮助他，让这个大力里有力量。
And this angel helped him 3 times to give him strength.
第一个是按手在他身上啊，他就加添他的力量。
The first he laid hand on to give him strength.
再来是按手在他的嘴巴，就让他说话。
And the second that he touched his mouth so that he could speak.
再来是摸他，他就有力量就站起来了。
And the last is that he touched him so that he had strength to stand up.
所以大力里说你跟我讲话，因为你跟我讲话的时候，我就越来越觉得有力量了。
And so Daniel said, "Speak to me, because when you speak to me, I receive strength."
所以天使啊是为圣徒在服侍的哈。
And so the angels will serve the saints.
但是我们从这里看到说啊
But from here we can see
说但以理啊我们看十二节
If we read verse 12
十章十二节
Chapter 10 verse
他就说但以理啊不要惧怕因为从你第一日专心求明白将来的事在神面前刻苦己心你的言语蒙应允我是因你的言语而来看十三节
also verse 13
但波斯国的魔君拦阻我二十一日忽然有大军中的一位米迦勒来帮助我我就停留在波斯诸王那里、哦、那里我们看到说这个祷告、啊、在灵界里面、啊、是一种非常奇妙的一种变化
We can see a great mysterious transformation of this, in the spiritual realm during our prayer
说但以理第一天开始祷告求明白的时候 这个天使啊，他就奉派就出来了
And it says that the first day Daniel started to pray, so for understanding, the angel has been sent.
啊，但是因为有波斯魔君的阻挡
But because of some evil in Persia that obstructed them.
所以经过了二十一天啊，他才来到。
So after 21 days, he came.
啊，因为有那个米迦勒啊，米迦勒也是天使长。
And because of the archangel Michael.
第九章里面讲到那个天使是利百加嘛，哈，哎，百。啊，这个加百列，加百列
，and the angel in chapter 9 is
加百列
，is angel Gabriel。
啊，这一章十节里面所讲的这个天使没有讲名字，很可能也就是那个加百列了。
And this angel was in chapter 10 was not mentioned, the name was not mentioned, but it could be Gabriel.
啊，因为加百列都是专门报好信息的啦。
Because Gabriel often brings the good message.
啊。啊，或许是其他天使也不一定啊、哦，但是没有讲。
Also could be the angels because they didn't say here。
啊，但是说啊，这个加百列要来的时候啊，啊，因为遇到阻挡，所以米迦勒就来帮助他。
And so that when he was trying to come, he was he was obstructed, so Michael came and helped him。
哦。啊，最后一个地方哈、
哦。Is in the last
二十节，二十节。
Last part of this chapter, verse 21.
但我要将那录在真契书上的事告诉你，除了你们的大军米迦勒之外，没有帮助我抵挡这两魔君的哈。这里讲到那个天米迦勒来帮助这个天使了哈。
And here talks about Michael helping this angel, helping to fight against these princes or.
啊，他把这个信息告诉了但以理以后啊，他又回去，他要回去。
After he told his message to Daniel, he shall return.
然后说还要跟那个波斯的魔君来征战。
He says that he will still fight this evil from Persia.
啊，然后这个希腊的魔君又会来。
And also the prince of the evil of Greece will also come.
那么所以我们看到说这个历史当中啊，在宇宙当中本来就是神跟那个撒旦啊，权势之间的那种。
So we can see from history there's a continuous battle between God and Satan for authority.
所以虽然在地面上的国度啊是在神的所里啊，还有国家兴起灭亡，另外一个国家兴起啊，在神的手中没有错。
Although the rise and fall of the nations in the hand of God.
但是我们知道魔鬼也是管辖幽暗世界的。
But we also know that Satan also reigns the dark world.
他利用这个世界上的政权呐、啊，来抵挡神的作为。
And he will use the sovereignty of the nations to obstruct the work of God.
所以圣经说啊，那魔鬼是空中属灵气的恶魔。
And so the Bible says that he is the prince of the air.
啊，所以这个世界上离弃神的国度啊，啊就暗中就有魔鬼在背后啊，啊在掌权呐、啊。
And so the nations that have forsaken God in the world, they have Satan as their sovereign.
啊，所以有时候让这个君王啊随便的生杀哈。
And so sometimes the kings will kill at will.
有的君王一上台以后啊，杀人无数啊，杀人魔王。但是魔鬼在后面呢、啊，有一种操纵力量。
So we can see that when some ruling party comes into power, they will kill many people, and this is all the work of Satan.
所以神虽然感动这个古列王啊。他来下令重建圣殿，恢复圣城的工作。
And although God has touched the king to command the rebuilding of the holy city,
但是魔鬼也借着这个君王啊来阻挡啊神的工作。
But Satan also utilized these princes to obstruct the work of God.
所以在这个灵界里面呢、啊、就有大征战。
So in the spiritual realm, there's a great battle.
啊，但是这个的借着这个祷告啊， 也是一种无形当中的一种力量哦。
But prayer will give us an invisible power.
啊，能够让神的工作顺利推动啊，啊，阻挡能够消除掉。
And will aid God, aid the progress of God, and also take away the obstacles.
这是连接的一种奥秘。
And this is the mystery of the spiritual realm.